Cleo.
Clanger.
Cleo, no.
Annoying.
Emma.
Do you guys want to have a water pistol fight? Oh, wait, we can't.
I really want to take a shower.
Oh, but Cleo.
But Cleo, you'll turn into a mermaid.
We're all mermaids. I told you mermaids don't exist.
Graydon just turned me on to the best show I've ever seen called H2O.
Just add water.
Just, oh.
Are there different meal packets?
Are there different H2Os?
I don't know. Maybe there are. I don't know why the extra line is needed.
H2O, just add water, is about three young women who stumble into a magical cave when the moon is full, and then
it
suddenly
aligns with the top, yeah.
They get the power to become mermaids.
For absolutely no reason.
For no reason. And then it's whenever they get wet, even if a drop of water touches them, they turn into a mermaid immediately.
A sprinkler drop lands on one girl's hand, and she's like down for the count with her little fishtail.
Immediately sprouts a fin. And is like, whoa! And then falls on the ground, full fish.
Claire, pass me that water.
Emma, I'm a mermaid.
It's on Netflix. Netflix just added it because it became a meme.
A meme on TikTok.
Yeah.
Which I'm still unclear on.
Yeah, what TikTok is.
Yeah. Do you have a TikTok?
Mm-mm.
There are some people with TikToks that have like millions of followers.
Yeah. I'm bogged down already by all the social media I already have.
It's tough.
Can't imagine.
It's hard out
more
there
to the
adding
repertoire.
Another one, yeah. Did you follow? Oh, by the way, welcome to Babe, a podcast.
I'm just a teenage mermaid.
I'm a teenage mermaid. Better not get hit with any water.
What happens if it's humid out? Do they turn into mermaids when it's...
What if they sweat onto themselves?
Onto themselves, yeah, spit.
Get if a, they work out.
Receive cunnilingus.
Oh, yeah. All these are great questions.
Can't get... Yeah, not like...
If you make out and you get a little bit of drool.
Yeah. Why don't they just become full-time mermaids in the sea and just go do that?
Like, leave their families forever. They are still, like, teenagers.
But none of their families are in the first episode. It's just all the kids. They're like, where are your parents? She went shopping, and my dad's at work, and my sister's at school, where we should be.
Yeah, they're total latchkey girls.
Yeah.
No parental
around.
One of their sisters was in there when Cleo takes a bath.
Yeah.
A bath. Her sister's knocking on the door. Yeah,
fins hanging out the edge. And then the water police.
The water police.
Because she took a dinghy from Zine. You have to go watch the first episode at least on Netflix.
Yeah, do yourself a favor and watch that. I feel like it would be great to hit the vape and then just like you could blaze through the whole season.
These episodes could be 10 minutes each with the like time between the dialogue.
It's like has a very web series feel,
or just like edited once and left on the first cut.
Yeah, because it's like someone will say a sentence and then someone responds to the sentence.
Yeah,
and the whole thing is like that.
It's very slow.
And then the TikTok is all people just making fun of Cleo and Emma and like throwing water on each other and then turning into mermaids.
Emma, that's water.
Emma, no, that's water. My favorite thing is an Australian accent.
Oh, God, yeah. It's the best.
It's the best.
Yeah.
I just spent like a big chunk of time on Sup doing them with Carrie. And I'm glad to just be carrying this trend on, because I feel like we've done it before on
Babe
too.
Yeah. Remember when I had to read the reader mail in the Australian accent?
Australian accent.
I turned into a broadcaster.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I need more Aussies to write in reader mail.
Yeah.
Didn't we get that one with like all Australian terms?
Yeah.
That was like slang. All slang.
Yeah.
It was like, then I got hit in the bad. I can't even do it. With snogging. Didn't even mean to trip.
My jigger fell out.
I said, dang, and you need another bickle.
Oh, I lost my bickle in the Tupsy. last tizzer.
God, I love Australians. Yeah. I really want to go to Byron Bay.
Mm.
That seems like it would mesh well with me. Where's and my Byron Bay? I think it's in like southern Australia.
Starting off with energy.
Yeah, good sleep. I'm having like a yawn attack right now. I don't know why.
It's my face.
It makes me so tired.
Yeah. Tired.
Every time I see Graydon, I go to sleep. That's our version of H2O.
Yeah.
It's just called O2. Just add Graydon.
Subtract oxygen.
It's called Z. Just add Graydon.
Z.
And then I go to sleep.
Yeah. Oh.
They should do a Wook version that's called like N2O.
Nitrous.
Just had nitrous.
Oh my god.
That's just like Wooks doing nitrous under the full moon.
What happens to them? They turn into
Wookies? It's regulars doing nitrous under the full moon, and then they turn into Wooks every time they hear like
every time they pass a dentist's office.
Yeah, you get like white dreads and you're barefoot with like patchwork clothing on and like a scraggly dog on a leash.
You're selling hot dogs you found in the garbage pail.
Yeah. You're holding your hand up and going, I need a miracle.
Don't we all, sis?
Just trying to get into the show.
Oh, God. Wait, where, Byron Bay, did you say where it is?
I think it's in New South Wales.
Mm-hmm. And then... Yeah.
But it's like, I think on this, I want to say like south east.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Have you ever watched Instant Hotel on Netflix?
Yeah, on Netflix.
My God, it's so good.
Bondi and Babe.
Yeah, Bondi. You have to have a margarita.
I'm taking
we're going to take
your
points off.
Yeah, we just talked about that on SUP, too.
Sorry.
Doubling up content. Yeah, try and make it different.
All right. Well, I'm not a listener of SUP.
Get out.
Are the SUP listeners readers as well?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're both. Everyone's a reader in my universe.
Yeah. Got it.
My sixies. Should figure out a
your
name.
Suppers.
Sup heads.
Yeah, sup heads.
Yeah. Instant Hotel is really good.
Yeah, it's great.
But I've only watched the first like 6 episodes.
Mm, okay.
That's all I needed. I just wanted to see Bondi and Babe win that round.
Yeah.
And then I was done.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't need to see it.
Leroy?
I watched the second half, but...
Was it good?
Sorry, it's not as good as the first. The first was just like shocking and fun.
I really loved the couple that had the like 50s nostalgia place. Even though I hated that place, I just like loved their commitment, and they really like loved it, and they were so happy when everyone stayed there.
They were sweeties. Yeah, that looks like an actual horror movie.
It is
to be
where
to
you
sleep
die
there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that like mullet guy, like they try their hardest to save you, but it wouldn't work. They're too old.
They're the first to go.
It's like something creeps up in the night and then stabs them first and then takes
their skin,
puts it on itself, then comes for all the people in their instant hotel.
instant nightmare. Oh god.
Oh, what a week. This weekend is a real tragedy at every turn.
Yeah, truly.
So much corn.
It's corn.
We're in corn season. There's corn everywhere, but there's also tragedy.
I like it. It's so draining, not to make it about me, these tragedies, but to turn on the internet and just be bombarded with fucking horror shows at every turn is like... God, it's really taking its toll on everyone, I think.
It just makes you not want to go outside.
Yeah.
It does. Life does start to feel pointless.
Mm-hmm. like I was saying.
Like you were saying.
Yeah,
there's no Is this your work? Yeah. Like, I told
However,
you.
When I left last week, remember I lost my AirPod.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is God. God is mad at me for saying that there is no afterlife. And that, you know, when you die, you die, you're dead. That's it. And I driven all the way home almost. And then I came back and I found it in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A
I nearly
miracle.
Ran over it. Like it went under my car when I was like, wow. came to pick it up.
Did you see
like,
it in the
I
road
saw
with
it,
your headlights?
And then I was like, oh shit. It was like under my car by the time I realized. And then it like it, unscathed.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so, a beautiful success story.
Maybe there is like a God of the nothingness.
I think that there is just like the universe.
Yeah.
And it just kind of ebbs and flows and things happen in physics. It
needs to flow again. It's yeah. been ebbing for far too long.
Well, it's flowing in some sort of direction. Yeah. That's pretty awful.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah. I don't know what can happen. Like, is every... Like, who in the world... Or in America at this point is just like amazing, like two
doing great
mass shootings yeah. in 24 hours. Like we certainly don't have a gun problem. Like who can even say that at this point?
And people who are like, don't make this about politics and guns. We need to talk about these people. And it's like, it's 100% about politics and guns. You nut jobs.
Yeah. Like you can go get a gun.
Yeah.
Wherever.
At Walmart where that happened.
Yeah. And then like. Just go shoot people.
Yeah.
If that's your prerogative.
It's awful. And what was the... Oh, at the one, the shooter at...
In Ohio.
In Ohio, he was like a Satanist and an atheist. And so like people are like, well, it's not a racism problem. It's a, that we don't, these people don't have God. And it's like, well, people who kill in the name of God too. And this, you know, Satanism doesn't mean... praising Satan literally, but this person obviously had mental issues as well. He killed his own fucking sister.
Yeah,
it's brutal. Yeah, so they're just gonna like glom onto that and be like, well, it's not just the right. And it's like, it doesn't matter if it's the right or the left, it's fucking people killing people. Just stop everyone from being able to do it.
Yeah, what is the point?
Yeah,
I get it if you're like are on a farm and you want to own a rifle to go like shoot cans off of a tree stump.
My precious antique cans.
Yeah, like I get it. I've been there. It's fun.
Yeah.
But like you don't need assault weapons no. or like multiple handguns.
No.
I think my mom has a gun. I'm like, why?
Huh. Interesting.
I think she does wow. in like a locker somewhere in her like, house.
Oh, I found a gun in my childhood home.
What?
Just remember, this is a recovered memory. I don't know if it was ever for like home protection or if it was just something that my mom's boyfriend had, but I found it in the closet when I was looking for presents. I think I'm pretty sure I'm not, I don't think I'm making this up.
Oh my God.
It was like a rifle and I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what it was for. I just repressed it, I guess.
Wow.
Until right now.
You have a lot of work to do.
Yeah. That's okay. I'd rather
like,
not
I'm gonna put that right back in the yep. old mental file cabinet. Yeah. What gun?
Yeah.
In the closet.
Yeah.
Porque?
He's okay.
Yeah, for some reason rifles don't terrify me that much.
No.
It just feels like a farm thing or yeah. like a country thing. And like hunting, if you have to hunt and that's what you love to do and you need to do it, like I guess like go hunt.
Yeah.
I personally am not like a huntress.
No.
But like whatever, but there's just no real excuse or reason anymore.
No.
Unless I don't know. It's becoming it feels unsafe to go anywhere. Like yeah. everywhere is a risk.
Yeah.
The second you leave
festival,
your house.
That's the third one. There's been three in the past week.
Oh, yeah. What was the other one?
The garlic festival in California. Like
in Gilroy?
Yeah. Did you hear about that?
No.
Oh, yeah. Somebody shot and killed a few people in, at the garlic festival and injured a bunch of people.
My God.
Yeah.
That makes me really sad because I love garlic and I love...
Have you been there?
Yeah, I've been to Gilroy. I used to drive... I had a boyfriend who lived... in San Jose when I first moved out to LA. He came out here for a bit and then moved up to San Jose to live with family for a little bit, And whenever I would go visit him or he would come to visit me, we'd drive through Gilroy.
Right.
So we'd stop there. You could roll down your windows, smell the garlic in the air.
Oh, wow.
And then go pull off into the little like Gilroy marketplace and get like garlic ice cream.
Whoa.
And like all I got the best salsa or like hot sauce I've ever had in my life in Gilroy. It's a really magical, special place. That's so
not anymore.
Fucking another tragedy.
Yeah, just like why is that? Why is anywhere a Target, but that is especially dark.
No, the second you leave your house, now you are basically saying, "I could,
yeah,
die."
Yeah, I can't go to a movie anymore without thinking, "Okay, this is the one. Somebody's going to come in." I like every time. I'm just like, I guess I'll hide under the seat or like.
Yeah, you go aisle seats only now.
Yeah.
Have you always been like that?
No. I started going aisle seat because I pee a lot during movies. And then usually if I'm drinking wine, but also just only if, like, I don't know, I hate holding it. And we talked about this, I think. But like,
yeah.
But yeah, I guess that's another reason to be able to, like, get out first. I'm like, I guess I'll jump over the barrier, the railing down to the aisle that leads into the arc light. Like, I'm just like always trying to find an escape plan before the movie starts.
Yeah, I don't like, what else is there that you can do? I guess put metal detectors everywhere that you go.
Yeah,
but that doesn't necessarily stop anything.
Well, somebody made the point that like 10-15 years ago somebody tried to light their shoe on fire and now everyone has to go through security like crazy, like
in the airport.
And now we have to take our shoes off every time we go through the security in the airport for the past 15 years because one person tried to do that. It's like, well, they regulated that, they made that safer somehow, I guess, but like 15 mass shootings and we can't
zero like put gun some progress license
yeah, like, and everyone's like, we're not taking away your right to own a gun, just not a fucking assault rifle and not if you're crazy.
Yeah.
That's it.
Like, I guess a lot of these shooters are older, like they're over 18. Yeah. Some of them are. So like no one can control whether or not they have a gun except for them. Like, it's not like their parents can say like, right, no, you're not going to have a gun.
Yeah. And then the argument is like, you can get your hands on a gun, whether it's legal or not.
Yeah.
But availability is often the impetus for a crime. Impetus? Did I say that right? Word right? Use that word right? It's like sometimes just because it's there, like if somebody might steal something just because it's easy to steal.
Yeah.
So you might go get a gun because all you have to do is drive to Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Or like ask around.
Yeah. Have you shot a gun?
Yeah. I've shot like rifles, and I had a friend that lived, when I was living in OKC after college, I had a friend that had a baby with this guy who then he moved to like Idaho for a while. And so she moved to Idaho with the baby with him. And I went to visit them over spring break, and he worked for like kind of like a rant, like a guy who owned a ranch that like troubled boys would get sent to. And so this ranch owning guy had a bunch of different kinds of guns, and we would shoot guns off of like the side of a mountain.
Right.
But it was like under supervision in like the middle of nowhere. And then one of them was like a Civil War era gun that where you would have to load gunpowder in little tiny round bullet and you got one shot at a time.
Yeah.
I get the perks of guns, like, but now I don't think, ever since mass shootings got to be worse and worse, like, sometimes I would go to a gun range, but then one of the last times I was home, I went to a gun range with one of my dad's friends, and it really freaked me out. Like, it was just like, put me really on edge, and yeah. I was like, I don't like this at all. All the mass shootings have really taken the fun out of guns for me. So that sucks.
To make God, it fully about me. Guns for Lala.
Yeah, wait, thanks a lot. Yeah,
I used to have
so much fun with guns, and now I have zero fun with a gun. Now guns stress me out.
God. And the video game thing, some senator was like, it's video games.
Oh, please.
If you play video games because you like killing people, then that's not the video game's fault. That's just an outlet.
Yeah, you have emotional issues. God,
I love Grand Theft Auto so much. I love punching women on the street. Stealing their cars. Kicking them out. Would I ever do that? Ever?
No. I know. People get so upset about video games. Oh, and God. It's 90% of the nerds that play video games are never gonna do anything.
Little cuck babies. Yeah.
Yeah, they just want to sit in a dark room.
Yeah.
And game.
Yeah.
For 36 hours straight.
With their online friends.
Yeah, if you gave them the choice of here's a gun, do you want to go kill a bunch of people, or would you prefer to keep gaming? They would keep gaming.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess maybe it's communities, gaming communities, toxic masculinity in gaming communities of red pill stuff. I mean, mm-hmm. where people might meet each other through these servers or whatever, or I don't know. I'm also just being stupid right now, but could be a place where you find other people who have similar ideals just through the, I ain't no fucking professor. Just stop shooting people. That's it. No need to explain or think about it other than stop killing.
Yeah. It's just fucked up.
Yeah. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in. Goodbye.
That's it for this week. We're going to go walk into the ocean. Episode. Yeah.
And not turn into mermaids.
Nothing means anything. And
I really brought the mood down the past couple of weeks.
Really?
You're welcome.
I know. I feel I just feel so much more bad news. I hear about it. It's relentless.
I don't watch the news anymore. I don't subscribe to any news Reddits. I don't or subreddits. I don't seek it out. And it's just constant.
In my ear.
It's always, you're just hearing one horrible thing after another.
Yeah.
No wonder we're all fucking babing out hardcore.
Yeah. Sometimes I watched this documentary. Well, I watched two documentaries last night. It got real wild.
Professor Shane Hall's in the house.
An Australian documentary about Malaysia Flight 370.
Oh, God. Was it a legit doc, or was it just
It was
conspiracy?
43 minutes. Oh. I think it was an Australian TV special. It was for one of their news channels, I think.
Silver bird went right into the ocean.
Yeah, it basically just said Malaysia Flight 370, when it was supposed to switch over from Malaysian airspace to Vietnam airspace or Ho Chi Minh airspace, that's when it was supposed to switch over and it never did. Vietnam airspace air traffic controllers never got in touch with the plane, and normally that switchover is supposed to happen quickly, within seconds or maybe a minute at most. Mm-hmm. And then they just let it not be connected to any sort of air traffic control, anything. Weird. For hours. And in that time, the plane turned a hard left and started flying the opposite direction. And no one really was everyone was just kind of maybe we'll get in touch with it or what. And then after a lot of time went by, people were oh, fuck. But the plane had already turned off all of its tracking devices, except for there is one thing in the plane that can ping to military satellites.
Okay.
So that's how they were able to track its flight path. But basically, it was no answers. It was just human error, people just fucked up. And it was interesting because it's you just sit. I guess that's kind of human nature a lot of the times, just sit back and be until it's too late.
Yeah.
But so that didn't teach me all that much. And then I watched There's Something Wrong with Aunt Diane.
Oh, God.
Which is really dark.
Yeah.
And so tragic.
Oh, my God. It's awful. It's almost Broken Hearts level.
Yeah. Except, I think it was just a fluke, horrible, coincidental.
Yeah, I can't remember because there was speculation that she might have been drinking and then she went on to an off ramp or something.
Is yeah. That right? So this HBO documentary, There's Something Wrong with Aunt Diane, is about this woman, Diane Schuler, who was driving back from like a camping trip and had like five kids in her minivan with her. Mm-hmm. And she started driving really erratically and then got on a freeway going the wrong way, drove 1.7 miles and then crashed head on into another car, killing everyone in that car and everyone in her car except for her son. So one survivor of this horrible crash. Then they did the autopsy and got a toxicology report, and she had a blood alcohol level of like 0.19 and THC in her system.
Right.
And everyone in her family was like, she is not a drinker. Like, she's not a closet alcoholic. Like, we would know. And so no one knows like why or how this happened. And there's like, her family maintains like that there's no way that she was drinking that day, but they found an bottle of Absolut vodka in the car. And then I guess the documentary eventually kind of puts together that she had like a really bad toothache for a long time, and like she was supposed to get a root canal but never finished her dental work. So she might have had like an abscess tooth that was causing her so much pain that she just like downed a lot of vodka to like deal with it.
Right.
And then it could have reacted with like, I guess sometimes an abscess tooth can cause like other neurological or cognitive problems.
Right.
Like could have become a perfect storm of whatever.
Yeah.
But it was determined, I think, by a forensic psychiatrist that it wasn't like a calculated move, but it's just like an inexplicable, horrible tragedy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, what do you even do about that?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. This is mild.
bringing down the mood. There's nothing I love more than bringing down the mood.
Speaking of documentary babes, how about Brittany Kaiser?
Oh yeah.
So I watched a documentary as well over the weekend called The Great Hack. And you're not the only smarty in the room.
Why did I get so dark? Then I watched a movie. Oh, then I watched Rachel Getting Married to really top off.
Oh, I love that. With it's so Nicole good. And Jack Black and... Oh, wait. Margot at the Wedding.
Margot at the Wedding.
Rachel Getting Married. I love Jonathan Demme.
Yeah.
Directing. And yes. So, and what's her name? Anna Deavere Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, I love her so much.
When I saw that movie in theaters, I was like, I don't get it. Like, what's the big deal? Yeah. And then I watched it now and I was like, wait, this movie is so incredible.
Good. Yeah. It's yeah. amazing.
So you watched...
Wait, but there's a babe in that movie who I know in real life. He was the guy who led the AA meeting in the movie.
Okay.
I forget his name. Danny something.
Like the older black man?
No, he's like a redheaded guy. He's in it for like 4 seconds. But he was my acting professor at Columbia, like directing actors professor at Columbia. And he would not, like, there was not a class that went by that he didn't mention how Jonathan Demme phoned him up and was like, hey, would you be the leader of this AA meeting? Because he's an alcoholic and okay. he
he knows that
knows
world.
How to say it works if you work it, so work it till it works or whatever the thing is.
Keep coming back, it works if you work it. And yeah. it won't if you don't.
Is that it?
I think so.
Okay. So I need to get back to meetings now. JK. I should probably start though.
He really wore that like a badge of honor.
He was like, Jonathan phoned me up and just like, no, what?
Again?
No, no. He was like a hot mess. And yeah, he would like not show up to class sometimes and just like, or just like come and like, we do nothing for 3 hours. It's just like, wow, we are getting the most out of our tuition. So yeah, that's my story about
acting teachers love to bring up like the one time they were in mm-hmm, one thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a classic acting teacher trope.
Well, I mean, I guess if you're winding up teaching,
it's pretty much like that's the end that's of the it. Line.
Yeah. No offense.
But no offense, but like
it's like Miss Patty in Gilmore Girls.
I'm not aware.
You're not a
I'm not a Gigi head. Not a Gilmore gal.
Oh.
Gilmore Ghouls.
That from Stars Hollow. All right. No, but so I watched this documentary called The Great Hack about how Cambridge Analytica actually did change the election outcome and like how they did it. And there was this one woman, Brittany
Kaiser,
and she was working for, she first worked for Obama. She worked on Obama's campaign and like helped revolutionize how social media is used to in an election.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was just like, well, I need a job. And so she just joined Cambridge Analytica and like started swaying the election to the right and meeting with like Julian Assange and meeting with WikiLeaks at least. And like, and going to Russia and like really severely influencing the election by targeting people who were undecided on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd do like fun little surveys and then like find out that people were undecided about who they were going to vote for. And then they just spam their feeds with like crooked Hillary propaganda. And there's like, it shows them in meetings talking about, we should have a graphic with crooked Hillary and two handcuffs as the O's in crooked. And just like, they're orchestrating everything. They're like down to the design of the propaganda. It's really crazy. So she then became a whistleblower. And the first shot of her in the movie, which we just looked at this shot, she's just like floating in a pool in Thailand. She's like, I'm like kind of helped bring down the world. But she just seems to go where the water's warm and just like has no moral compass. She's just like, well, now that everybody's figured out Cambridge Analytica is bad, I guess I'll be a whistleblower.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And is like just chilling in Thailand wearing big sunglasses and like floating in a pool.
Mm-hmm.
Must be nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I guess if you're on the run like that, that would be kind of stressful.
Yeah. But like,
I would at least want like a friend to hang out with or something.
But then she's like still texting,
she's
still
like texting girls.
She's texting her girls, but she's also still texting the guy who was the head of Cambridge Analytica, like during all the hearings and stuff. He's like, he did great at the testimony and while that she was testifying against him and Cambridge Analytica and whistleblowing. And they're like, haha, this isn't this funny? It's so bizarre. Their mood.
It's so weird.
Yeah. She's a babe for sure.
Yeah, she's a total babe. Yeah. From the first shot, you can always tell who's a babe. All it takes is one glance.
Just someone like unhinged enough to be like, yeah, it's a good idea for me to be seen swimming around, floating around in a pool in luxury after like having taken part in one of the most awful conspiracies.
Yeah, like let's do this interview at the pool.
Yeah.
Is your first clue.
Or she's just like, I feel like swimming, so you're going to have to move all this outside for me. Like, I feel like she just does whatever she wants.
Yeah.
She's like Paz Lortum.
Paz is babing out and
on Instagram.
Yeah, but I think her Instagram account is deleted now.
Is it? Oh,
she's in like a full babe SOS.
Yeah, she's a real
BABE.
Capital.
Yeah, it's like
maybe she's doing Morse code. Like every time she posts a selfie, she posts like multiple images from the same
shoot, I had to like unfollow her, but she'll like do ones where she just like has red lipstick smeared
all
on
over.
And then like blurry shots of like kind of the same thing.
Yeah,
but she was writing these like really long rambling captions that made no sense really at the end of the day.
Yeah,
and then a reader alerted to me, they were like, Paz is babying out.
Yeah.
And I checked and I was like, ooh, yeah, she is. And then her account was deleted. So
yeah,
I feel maybe someone intervened.
Are there any people left to intervene for her? She's been babying out for 20 years.
But she goes into like, it's like periods of babe out and then periods of like dormancy.
Yeah, because she's in deep depression and
probably
in a hospital. She's so extreme with her babeness.
I know. I think she has she must have some people. Like, I don't think Instagram just like arbitrarily decides to like shut down your account.
Unless you like put your boob out too many times, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I feel like I saw a booby picture on the main feed.
Mm-hmm.
So it could have been some reason.
Instagram also shut down tons of meme accounts last week.
Really?
Yeah. Like they did a meme purge. Whoa. And then, but I was looking at all the accounts and I have no idea who any of them were. Mm. But I guess some of them had like over, they had like millions of followers. One had, one guy was making like 600K a year. Jesus. Off of like his one account. And like Instagram just purged out all of them.
Did they take down Fuck Jerry?
No.
Yeah.
He's like in with Instagram, I'm yeah. pretty sure.
Yeah. He messaged me once, like recently within the past few months, and was like, hey, can I ask you something? And I was like, sure. And then he never responded.
Weird.
Like him from his personal account, Elliot Tibley or whatever.
Huh. Yeah.
I was like, I'm so curious what he wanted.
Yeah,
he's probably like, can I steal some more of your images to use for my profit?
I spoke with him on the phone once because I was trying to get him to like do something with a company that I was consulting for.
Oh, okay.
And then I got like, because it was his like network runs like 10 different Instagram accounts.
Wow.
And one of them is like pizza or something like that. Like right. it's like stupid shit like that.
Yeah,
but I feel like he and like Fat Jew and people have been in bed with Instagram since like day one.
Yeah.
Like they're part of the Instagram DNA in a way.
Yeah,
which is just like, okay.
Bro circle jerk. What was the reasoning behind the meme purge? Like because people are posting content that's not theirs.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but like those accounts so do the same exact thing.
Yeah.
And even when they started like crediting people, they just like made up those credits. Like that, they just did it to like shut people up.
Yeah.
God. Everything sucks. Everything's bad.
Wait, should we each like try and do some therapy and talk about something good? No.
I'm looking at my list. The only like good thing that happened is like Katy Perry's convent drama.
Yes.
Like Katy is getting her karma for that convent shit, but wait, in like a different, a roundabout way.
Yeah.
So she owes now some like Christian rapper.
Oh, yes.
A bunch of money.
Yes.
How much money does she owe him?
I think a chunk. Good chunk, few millions, but I don't think she's personally liable.
No, her name is just the one that appears in the press.
Yeah,
but like, it's probably like whatever her record label is or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Dumbass Records.
2.8 mil. The jury said no. Should we listen to it and give our?
Yeah,
here's the song. It's supposed to be a. The inspiration for Dark Horse. Wait, we'll listen to Dark Horse first.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all know what it is. Katy Perry. Juicy J. Let's rave.
This is when she was getting in trouble for like her cultural appropriation of Egyptian costumes. Okay, so you guys
controversial,
get it.
Yeah.
She loves a cultural appropriation moment. She's like, which culture have I yet to appropriate?
She fucking ripped off Candyland, that's for sure.
She very much did.
Is she from Candyland? I don't think so. She shouldn't be wearing a sucker on her head.
A Candyland native. Yet here she is. Here's joyful noise.
You know what it is? I love it.
I love that this is Christian.
But I failed in my fears. I heard a lot of words that have tickled many ears. That's why I praise God for the word of being here. The word became flesh, lived for 30 years. Died at 33, but after days reappeared. Jesus Christ anointed one, ascended in the ear. Or you can
it's a banger.
A
oh, you know it?
under Robert Redemption, Dempsey, yes, he did take a chair. Greater than the angels named superior to theirs. This is Hebrews chapter 1. If you cared. I'm running.
Thought Lord, I wanted life, drunk, sexed out, and blunted. But all I really wanted was the one who really wanted it.
Fought death, beat it, gave his life to the public. I love it.
I love it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hey.
Okay. I say that that is not like that song at all.
I say, I mean, it's just the riff is close enough, I guess, but like, and that she uses it the whole way through.
Oh, yeah,
and
true.
That, like, I think there's like a bunch of criteria to make it like.
I would have voted no. It's you like weird.
Sided with Katie.
I would have sided with Katie, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I feel like probably the jury doesn't want her to. Oh, at least it's like. So I wonder who has to pay.
Well, then it's also like if there's a chance, like, don't they have to prove how she might have heard it or her producers might have heard that song? I love that. So the we're looking at the sheet music comparison, and it's literally just like one note, quarter note, repeated several times, and there's a few different notes, but
But like, shouldn't you have to prove, if it's copyright infringement, that they knew they were taking that song and changing it?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you have to be able to, I think you have to be able to prove that they somehow
knew about that song
or had heard it. Like, maybe it's like they had access to their emails and were like, somebody sent them that song.
Yeah.
That's why, like, when companies won't accept unsolicited scripts or materials or submissions for things, they don't want to be caught up in, like, somebody being able to claim, well, I sent them my script.
Oh, got it.
And they stole my ideas.
Yeah.
That's so they, like, never read things that aren't solicited.
Like, because when Blurred Lines got in mm-hmm. trouble for, they did rip off that Marvin Gaye song. Like, that was apparent in this song. Like, yeah. The first time I heard it, I was like, oh, this is like the Marvin Gaye song.
And I think something's happening with Lil Nas X too.
Oh no, for his new song?
No, for the horse one.
Well, yeah, that's to me the new song.
Oh yeah, okay.
Oldie over here, yeah. 35 year old, his new song.
Yeah, his new one, that new one. But yeah, she's getting karma.
Yeah, like, I feel like who in the world is going to know who this, like, Marcus Gray guy is and that he, like, made this song and then be like, oh, this is tight. We should use this as a beat for our Katy Perry song. Like, I think it's just, like, a random coincidence.
And this guy
probably was like, oh, my God, that sounds similar. Like, we can make a buck or two off of this.
Yeah. Yeah, it feels like that beat or that melody, whatever it is, the bass line is so simple.
Mm-hmm. Like anyone any could come up
could
with
have stumbled
it.
Across it.
Yeah.
You're just on the piano going, literally moving down, going do 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 do. That's like a baby could do that.
Yeah. Tony can do that.
Tony Bologna.
If you put him on like a little keyboard, like a life size big keyboard.
Keyboard pug.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Yeah, wait, what's happening with the nuns?
So
the nuns got together and like praised Catholic Jesus and said, take down Katy Perry. And Catholic Jesus said, hell fucking yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's what he's doing in this respect, but he's also doing something else.
Well, I just was looking at the whole drama because I found out that my brain just hemorrhaged. So there's this estate at the top of Mitchell Terena near where I live called the Paramore Estate. And this woman owns it. And she also owns Cliff's Edge, and she used to own Bright Spot Diner, and she owns that hotel on Sunset that they painted all white. Do you remember that? The derelict
hotel?
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
She just owns a bunch of stuff. And she was working with the nuns. This is like going way back to 2015 or whatever, when Katie first wanted to buy the convent. So she was working with the nuns who lived in the convent to help restore the convent. And then they loved her so much that they were going to sell the convent to her.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was going to pay $44,000 because she was going to, like, part of the stipulation was like she was going to maintain it and not change the restorations and just like keep it like a historical thing,
mm-hmm.
and make sure that anybody who ever bought it afterwards would uphold those standards too. And so then Katy Perry swoops in and she's like, I bought it from the Los Angeles Archdiocese. The nuns had no right. So wait, sorry. She was paying $44,000 first, and then she was going to pay $10 million for it in the end.
Okay.
Over the, like, as a mortgage, you would. And so then Katy Perry swoops in and she's like, I'm buying this convent. I already bought it. Or I'm buying it through the Archdiocese because the nuns have no right to sell it. And it doesn't belong to them. And which is already evil. She's like dehousing these nuns.
Yeah.
And just,
also, like, why would you want to like buy, like, fuck with like any archdiocese, period?
Yeah.
Like, buy something from them, tainted Catholic property.
Yeah, exactly. You want to give money to,
like, I would love nothing more than to give money to, like, this organization that just, like, molested young boys.
Yeah, and covered
literally
it up.
Anyone that they could find and has covered it up for years. Yeah. Let me buy property and live there.
Yeah.
Nothing better.
And it's huge. It's so greedy. It's like, the property is massive. So then this whole court case happened. Dana Hollister is the woman's name who bought the convent first, and the nuns were like on Dana's side. Katy Perry was suing her because for tampering with or preventing her from trying to buy this place.
Mm-hmm.
A nun fucking died in court trying to argue against Katie.
In the courtroom. Oh, I think I remember that.
And then in the end, they found in favor of Katie, and this woman had to pay, the judgment was for like $15 million that she would have to pay Katy Perry, which is $5 million more than what she was going to buy the convent for. And then they settled it down lower. I guess they came to, like, it was going to be $6 million. So she's now paying it. She's been paying out this $1 million $1 million at a time since July, I guess.
No.
She had to sell some of her properties, and now Katy Perry's option to buy the convent has expired. So she didn't even fucking buy the convent in the end, and she just gets $6 million from this woman for not having bought the convent.
What the fuck?
Yeah, she's evil. She's evil.
Did the nuns get kicked out during this time?
I don't think so. No, they're still living there. And then,
but they're like stressed. They're like, yeah, we're fucking old nuns.
Somebody died. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, Sister Mary Magdalene just died.
Yeah.
In court.
And Katie's like, oh my God, I could have a crazy pool party and we could like dress up as palm trees. It's awful.
And then this other woman is like,
we could have like a religion party. Everyone come as different religions.
Also, she wasn't even Catholic.
Wasn't she?
Was she?
I know she was started out as a Christian rocker.
Yeah, but a Christian, I think that she was like, I don't know if she was Catholic or not.
Hmm.
Well.
She certainly has no love for them anymore. Except to give them money. Anyway, so that's the news. This week, she just like, apparently it could still happen, but the option has expired.
Wow.
Allegedly, all of that is allegedly. Katy Perry, please don't sue me.
Allegedly. She's also went to, there was like a big Google summit in Greece, uh-huh. where like all these celebs like and billionaires got together to just like fucking come on each other's faces and like celebrate and toast to how much money and power they all have, yeah. and like feel really good about. Like, I think there was, it was like a climate change summit, but then I think the Daily Mail and multiple places reported that the carbon footprint that was like amassed from all of them like chartering super yachts and private jets and like transportation and the cost of even putting on this event in the area ended up being like a crazy carbon footprint.
Yeah.
So it's like, what, like, why?
Yeah. I wonder if they donate to offset their carbon footprint, but still, it's just like you're just releasing.
You're just chunking. You're just chunking.
Tons of carbon out there. Because you have to fly to Greece.
You're just blowing chunks of carbon into the universe. You're
puking up carbon.
Your fucking Godzilla ass footprint.
Oh, yeah. But so, Godzilla ass footprint. That's like Leo DiCaprio when he was doing The Revenant. Do you know this?
What? He had a big carbon footprint.
Well, he, in his contract, he had to be flown out every weekend or during the days off to St. Lucia in a private jet or somewhere in the Caribbean.
Fun.
From Alberta. So it's like,
that's far.
That's far in a private jet just for your weekends. And he's supposed to be a big environmentalist and he has like documentaries out and campaigns, whatever. And so every weekend he's just like, I need to be somewhere warm. Like, start a fire. Go to British Lake. Go to Lake Louise and sit by in the Fairmont Royal York Hotel or whatever beautiful thing. He's such a little baby.
I'm like, don't come for Leo. This isn't the place. This isn't the place, Griden. Oh,
sorry, but I have my own opinion.
My H2O is like when people say disparaging things about Leonardo DiCaprio or Australian. Gwyneth Paltrow, I turn into a mean Australian.
Oh gosh, I've never gotten it about Leo.
Never?
Nope. He's never been for me.
You say you're gay?
Yeah. Maybe he's just too feminine.
You're like, I don't like twinks. I don't know. I think basically everyone in the world is just a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Oh, we're hypocrites. Yeah.
Yeah.
The only pure creatures are Tony and other dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But not all dogs. No. Some dogs are bad.
Some dogs go to hell.
Yeah. Your sequel to All Dogs Go to Heaven. Yeah. Some dogs go to hell.
Wait, what are bad dogs?
I have my own opinions.
Ooh.
No, I just think like some dog, you know, just some animals are like bad seeds.
Yeah. Yeah. My piano teacher when I was younger had a dog that all its hair fell out. It was like a toy poodle and she had to give it medication for the hair to grow back. And its name was Mamie or something, and like Mamie Gummer.
Mm-hmm.
And its hair grew back all brown and like thin. And it just would bark at me the whole time I was having my piano lesson. I hated that fucking dog.
Yeah. Mimi, the poodle.
Yeah.
My piano teacher had chows.
Oh.
Chow chows or whatever.
Like Martha Stewart?
Yeah, but they were really violent towards each other and like oftentimes would get in like crazy dog fights.
Oh my God.
Like, and her husband would have to pull them off of each other. They'd be covered in blood.
Oh my God.
Because these chows, like anything could set them off and then suddenly there'd be like a chow down.
Chow down. Is that where that comes from?
I don't think so. But these chows were crazy. And they'd run around the backyard and then every once, like at least like three times, they fully chowed down on each other.
God.
And then she also had like a lot of feral cats that would just like have kittens. So a lot of the cats that our family got over the years were kittens from the piano teacher's house.
Where did she teach out of a...
No, she just had
tree
like a
stump or
she
something.
She had like a cute little house in like Nichols Hills in Oklahoma City. And like, but she just had a real babe animal scenario.
Wow. That's, are chows aggressive?
I came away from that thinking like chows could be set off by anything. But I think these chows, maybe they were just like, they fought too hard or.
You like. Hit a B sharp when you were
I like play the wrong note.
Yeah, B sharp is C. Oh god,
what's the D note?
The brown note?
The brown note.
five octaves below middle D.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I never learned a thing from piano either.
Really? How long did you do it?
I did it for like from preschool probably till like 8th or 9th grade.
Wow.
So long. Yeah. Too long to not have learned any. I mean, I could, if you tell me, like I could figure out how to play a song just like by hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
Not well. Like I could figure out the notes, but like can't read music.
Wow.
And just like faked my way through piano.
How do you fake your way?
I don't know. I would just
you've got like a little tape recorder.
Try and distract a lot by like talking about stuff to the teacher.
Oh my God.
And then like sometimes she'd be like, okay, now we need to actually like play the song. And then I'd play it and I'd be doing it so badly. She would just sit with her head in her hands and like shake it. Like be like,
oh my God. But what kind of songs were they? Was it classical?
No, it was mostly like hymns and like show tunes. It was a lot of hymns and hymnals.
Were you trying to be an organist?
No, but she was a Christian and she went to church with my mom and we would compete in piano playing competitions, but you'd have to play hymns during the competitions. That was pretty good.
You're doing really well.
I'm getting like, better.
It's the question?
It's a lot of questions. Yeah. And then you have to really like flatten out your E's.
Have we talked about the twins who, the Australian twins who speak at the same time? We have to.
I feel like yes. Yeah. You've definitely showed them to me where everything they say, they just like say at the same time. And they finish each other's sentences. Yeah.
But they can't really, so they just...
They just kind of like glom onto whatever the other one is saying.
Keep talking about piano.
So we'd have to do competitions where we'd play hymns.
Hymns
for stuffy church people.
25 people. They get it wrong so many times.
Come back, and then the news story about them is like, wow, they're so identical that they won't even speak differently. And it's like, no, they're faking it. They're babes in the news.
They're not even like they're terrible at it. We're better at it.
But there were other babes in the news. Like, did you saw that one girl that was like a totally normal like cheerleader, and then she got like some sort of flu shot and then turned into like she got like a terrible like neurological disability where she was jerking
around.
But wasn't that
she was faking it, right?
That was fake, right?
I think
it was whenever
that.
She would like try and run. It was like a H2O where she'd be fine until she'd try and run and then something would happen.
Or like her mom tells her she has to go to school and she's like, uh-oh.
Yeah, like it was definitely, it was like so over the top that it was like, how is this, cannot be real.
Yeah. That's, I would love so to. So exhausting to keep that up.
So she exhausting.
Just like faked like going into a coma or sleep, falling asleep.
Yeah, narcolepsy.
Necromancy.
Necromancy.
Conjure up the dead whenever.
We had like, there was a kid at my boarding school that tried to claim that he was like narcoleptic. Mm. I was like, this person is depressed. Like,
he's just sleeping.
Yeah. I was like, have you taken a look at him? Like, he looks fucking depressed as shit. Yeah. He's unkempt, hair's all messed up, and like, he'd just always be like sad and puffy from crying and then like sleeping all the time. I was like, he's not narcoleptic. Like, he's severely depressed.
Oh, God.
Hello. Have you looked at him lately?
No.
Cleo.
Claire.
Emma. Okay, let's do some reader mail.
All right.
Reader mail? Oh my God, we have a lot. We have a lot of reader mail.
Ew.
Dearest Lara, and what if I did it in slow?
H2O style, one sentence every 4 minutes.
Dearest Lara and beautiful guest, writing to you as a longtime reader, third time caller. It's taken me over a year to write this email, so I guess I should start from the beginning, and I will try to make my sentiments short. First off, I have to thank you for all you do. I have never felt so heard and seen as I have when listening to your stories as well as the stories of other readers. Anyway, I write to you with the ever original crisis that is relationships and the dreaded straight male. I'm a 25-year-old female and I find myself truly at rock bottom with my dating life. For context, I live right outside of NYC and I'm a confident gal with more blessings than I can count. However, I'm missing that special person I so desperately want. I'm on all the apps, put myself out there daily, am open to setups made by friends, and have even entertained the non-creepy IG DMs that come my way, but nothing seems to amount to anything. There have been so many false starts in the past year that I can't help but wonder, is it me? Is it my personality? What causes all of these first, second, third, fourth, and even fifth dates to result in endless ghosting, evasiveness, or my personal favorite, I really admire you, but I've recently reconnected with my ex. Ooh. I know that I'm preaching to the choir with you, but seriously, what is the problem? I want a relationship for the right reasons. I know that I need to take the entitlement out of my rhetoric, but I think it's also important to know what you want. Finally, I find myself in the predicament of still being a virgin. Gasp. I often wonder if men can sense this on me and are turned off, assuming that I won't be sexually deviant enough or, God forbid, I get too attached to them. This whole virginity thing isn't really on purpose, i.e. religious or cultural reasons. I just want my experience to be with the right person who I can trust, who won't fuck me over right after the deed is done. To be clear, I don't tell these gents this little secret, and I don't plan on making a big deal out of the whole thing when the time does come. With all this being said, I find myself sulking in my apartment while I write this, listening to endless John Mayer, my king, feeling sorry for myself. Fun fact, my horoscope for today in particular told me to stop self-victimizing myself. Lol, this is coming off the heels of being ghosted by a guy who planned a date with me for tonight, location and day, then proceeded to fall off the grid. I don't want to sound like a babe because I'm really more of a babe, but I guess my goal with this email is to hopefully open a discussion for other babes who are going through the same thing and worried that they're at fault. Sorry for the length of his email. I already feel better from writing it. Any and all feedback would mean the world. Again, can't thank you enough for all you do. Just finished binging all the Patreon content and loved every minute. Love and light. Thank you for being a dedicated reader. Mm-hmm. I have zero answers for this. Truly, all right, I don't.
Moving on.
I'm like, sorry, and have you tried watching H2O Netflix? I don't know. I'm a really bad. I mean, I'm basically a born again virgin. I realized because I haven't had sex in over a year. It's now a year and a half, and then last night I realized that it's been, I think, probably 2 years since I had actually like good sex that I really deeply enjoyed. Mm-hmm. So now I consider myself a virgin again. And that's where I'm at.
My hymen grew back.
My hymen is fully back intact. I'm just a virgin with a dog.
First with a dog.
And I have not gotten back on any dating apps. I'm like, hopefully maybe we'll take like some cute pics on this vacation that I can use on them. But like, mm-hmm. TBD, I don't know. I'm also a ghoster as well. Like I've ghosted most of the people or have been ghosted from anyone that I've gone on a date with in like the past year.
Yeah.
Or anyone that's like even asked me out. I've immediately ghosted them. So I'm also part of the problem and not the solution.
I feel like the stress of the world is like killing everyone's sex drives and everyone feels like they need to want to have sex. But then when it comes down to actually hooking up or finding a relationship, it's like,
yeah,
I can't handle this right now. Yeah.
I think I definitely think you're not alone, reader, in being like, this is an epidemic. Like more and more people are not dating and like fear human interaction and like what you were saying, Graydon.
Well, the leap from like talking online to actually meeting up, it's like easy to send messages or, you know, interact on Instagram or like make plans, but to follow through on shit is like, the chasm between being on your phone and like I have to shower and like get ready and go out the door and like meet somebody new is just like daunting for everyone, I think. So I think it's like
For me, that actually is like the fun part.
Oh, okay.
But the hard part is any sort of messaging or having some sort of rapport out of nowhere with like an avatar. Like,
yes, yes.
The thought, I get really like hyper anxious on Bumble, where it's like I'm supposed to make the first move, I don't know what to say, and then I'm just like, ooh, it's like all my writing anxiety comes out in those moments where I'm like, you're stupid, you're stupid, you're stupid, and then I'm like, ah, and then I get off and I'm like, never again.
But like,
if I could just meet someone, like if we could just be like, I mean, maybe that needs to be what I say, is like, hey, I get way anxious writing this stuff. Like, can we just set a time and place to meet?
Yeah.
I promise I'm not an axe murderer.
Yeah.
Do you? No.
Do you promise?
Do you promise?
Wasn't it your idea to have an app where like people just come to your house for a date?
Yeah. Where they just like everyone's background, like my app is great because of a few things,
all
but
right.
Let me give you the pitch again now. So I want an app where you sign on, you upload all your information, you have to go through basically a big background, like it's basically the same sort of background check that you would go through to get clear on like the airport lines, where you can just like put your fingerprint and they scan your face and then you're in, you don't have to show ID or anything.
So more background check than getting a gun.
Yeah, more. It's harder to get on my app and get cleared to be on the app than it is to get a gun.
Amazing.
Bonus point.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the app, not for guns.
No.
Also bonus point for my app collecting data, which is at this point
more valuable
gold.
Than oil.
Yeah, more valuable than oil.
According to Brittany Kaiser.
Yeah, so those are two. So then once you've uploaded all your information to the app, then you kind of are filling out lots of surveys so the app can like algorithmically figure out what you're into. What kind of like physical attributes, personality attributes, blah, blah, blah. Everyone on the app fills all these out. Then the app just matches you up with someone and sends them over to your house. I guess that could be too aggressive, but like sends you guys like on a date.
Yeah.
Like you need an app that will just do all that work for you.
Yeah.
That'll say like, it's like you could connect it with OpenTable or something where it's like, you guys are free. Here are the ones you pick it and then just show up. And like you will either like this person, you'll have chemistry, or you won't. You don't have to go through. And it's all people on the app that are like wanting to fuck or just like meet new people or get set up.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of online dating too is like if I see a really weird picture or like a bad haircut or like a cargo pant or like a weird toe, I'm like, ew, and then like swipe left.
A little tiny little thing.
A little tiny thing.
Like a Seinfeld episode.
No,
she's
like,
a talker.
If you have like a gross belt on, you're going left. Like I can't even deal with that.
Yeah.
And so I'm just better if like, can we meet in person and I can like kind of smell you and figure out if like I like you or not.
Just you show up and start sniffing like a dog.
I'm like,
all right, pheromones in check.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is the meeting in person. But that's, I think, the thing, too, is you feel like you're meeting all these people and nothing's coming of it. But, like, in reality, you're not actually meeting anybody. And if it was the time before apps and stuff, you're meeting, like, maybe one person a month. I don't know. It's like, it feels like the success rate of meeting people now is so low because you, like, have interactions but you don't actually meet people. I don't know.
I mean, I had like the last date I was on, it was like over a year ago, but it was like a nice guy into the dead. We had two dates that went pretty well. I think we made out at the end of the last one, and then I was dog sitting for my friend's pug and he had a dog, and I was like, let's like go to a dog park, and we like made the date. And then that day he texted and was like, oh, I can't make it, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, like, let me know if you want to get together some other time. And then he just never wrote back. And then that was the end, which is kind of better than just like total ghost falling off, like never responding to anything.
Yeah.
But still, I think that that's just like the age we're living in now is like that you can easily ghost someone or you can easily get ghosted.
Yeah. Yeah. It might be their own anxieties and insecurities too on their end. Like, it's not you,
yeah,
reader.
I don't think your virginity has anything to do with it.
No, especially if you're not telling them that.
Yeah.
And also, like, virginity's a hot commodity. Didn't you watch Colton's season of The Bachelor?
Yeah, why don't you sell your virginity online millions of dollars?
There's a woman who did that, and she got paid, like, $400,000 or something.
That's actually, like, kind of a good idea.
Yeah.
And you could just manage it and then, like, figure out who you want to, like, pay you to literally, you have sex with them. You can make sure that you have chemistry before you have sex. Mm-hmm. And then it's over with, and then you have like $100,000.
Yeah, and virginity is a concept made up by men to shame women anyway. So if you can get some money out of the men in the end.
Yeah, that's actually the answer to all your problems right now, is sell your virginity to the highest bidder that you also want to fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. We get a finder's fee.
Yeah, if you do that, then... Cut us in for like 5%.
Yeah.
We'll That's split fair. It.
We'll split the five.
Yeah. So we'll get 2.5 purse each. Works for me.
Yeah, I'm down. You can send it to my cash pig app.
Yeah, that's actually the best idea.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do.
You could get a cash pig for sure. Like.
Who, me or this reader?
The reader.
Okay.
Virgin cash slut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you could get a ton of cash pigs.
Yeah.
Be like, I'm a virgin looking for someone to like fuck, but are you worthy? And then you're just like, you're disgusting. I would never fuck you.
Your
like,
bid's not high enough. And even you get their money no matter what.
Even if I was just a slut who would fuck anyone, I would never even think to touch you.
Ooh, someone's going to like loop that clip.
Don't steal my cash pig dirty talk. I've got to get a cash pig.
I know. You deserve one.
I really do.
Yeah.
I think I have a good voice.
Yeah.
I'm good at insulting.
Very good at it.
Okay. The reader needs to sell her virginity.
Yeah.
And I need to cash pig.
Yeah.
Done.
Hashtag cash pig for Lara.
Cash pig for Lara.
It's like an Emmy for Megan Amram, but a cash pig for Lara.
Yes, that's my web series. Yeah, it's a cash pig for Lara.
Fuck Emmys.
All Nobody I want is a cash pig. Yeah. Like, even if it's just someone, I mean, I would take them at all levels, but even if it's just someone giving me like $40 a day, I would take that. I could then Postmates at least one meal a day, and that would be nice. I
could get groceries for a whole week.
Yeah, or I could put it in a savings account.
Yeah, but no, Postmates is fun.
Yeah. I want like a Postmates cash pig.
Yeah.
That like just I hook up their card to my Postmate and then I can just like do whatever I want.
This is like the plot of Easy A.
Was that the plot of Easy A?
Yeah, where guys would like say that, like she would say that she slept with a guy, but she wouldn't actually, but she would tell people that she slept with a guy so that he could like claim.
Have clout.
Yeah, have clout. And then somebody paid her in gift cards, or they all paid her in gift cards, I think.
Oh, yeah. She had like gift cards like Home Depot or something.
Yeah. And Olive Garden.
I have like a kind of a controversial opinion, which is that Easy A was not a good movie.
Huh. Well, he wrote it in a weekend, so.
I did not like that movie. Huh. I never understood why it got hyped so much.
I think it's because of her.
But I'm like, was she even that great? I remember watching it and being like, what the fuck? Like, this movie makes no sense to me. And like, then she got like this Golden Globe nomination out of nowhere for it.
She did?
Oh, yeah. Wow. She got like in like award season. I was just like, this does not add up.
Huh.
I was like that meme of the woman like with all the math around her trying to figure out like what was going on. Okay. We have another reader who writes paralyzed and horny. Same. Hey, Lara, longtime listener, first time caller. You're a true queen who's provided countless lols, so thank you for that. Rest assured, my subject line was not clickbait. I'm fostering the cutest, sweetest puppy, Sputnik, who's both paralyzed and horny. Pics to prove it. Oh, Sputnik is paralyzed.
I don't see his lipstick, though. He doesn't have a boner.
No, I think he's hiding it.
Yeah.
Sputnik Sputnik. Sputnik was born to a backyard breeder who was inbreeding, which led to his birth defect. Mm-hmm. He was born without any use or feelings in his hind leg. The breeder dropped Sputnik at a high kill shelter in South Central LA when he was just 8 weeks old. Luckily, he was picked up by a rescue who works with a pet rehab center. I've been fostering him for 3 weeks, and he's the best little man. Unfortunately, I'm not in the position to adopt him for real, but I want to make sure he ends up in the Malibu, Hollywood Hills, Hidden Hills, Calabasas compound he deserves. I used to work in music, so I've been reaching out to a few of my LA-based artists to spread the word all over town about Sputnik. I was wondering if you'd be willing to post about Sputnik on your socials. Since he has such special needs, the rescue has had a hard time finding interested adopters, and I fear if I take this story to Vanderpump Dogs, he'll develop alopecia or Munchausen by proxy / something worse.
Wait, is Vanderpump Dogs a bad place?
I don't think so, but I don't know.
Because I gave you that gift card for it.
No, well, I'm just... I'm going to use a gift card for, okay, like tools for Tony.
Sure.
I don't know. I've heard like sketchy things about that place. It's like a nonprofit organization, allegedly.
Oh shit.
But it's also just a running joke that I joke about a lot on Sexy Unique Pod, which is like Lisa purposely like is giving her dogs alopecia.
Traction alopecia.
If you think this is something some of your other dog-loving friends, guests would be willing to share, please forward my email. Let me know your thoughts. I have a folder with more pictures and videos of him and all the necessary deets about adopting him. Thank you. P.S. Congrats on motherhood. How's the transitions been? Oh, Sputnik is really cute. I'll post a photo of him on Instagram for sure. He's a little sweetie. Yeah. Look at his face. Oh.
Just loves. Love, love. Sputnik. I like Sputnik.
Sputnik, yeah.
That's perfect.
I wonder how he moves around. Or if
Is it just one hind leg? It looks like both. They're kind of both akimbo in that photo.
Yeah. He has a good vibe and a good aura.
Does he scoot around?
He seems like a scoot.
Yeah.
Oh.
Cutie.
I hope Spet finds a home. Hi, Lara. Thank you for the never-ending lols. Big fan of your pod empire. Reaching out because my roommate is a bridesmaid in one of the most babe weddings I've ever heard of. The bride and groom are both 27 and have dated for 7 years. Sounds cute, but hold up. A couple things. One, they both publicly claim to be virgins, but she has frequent drunk breakdowns about how she isn't and goes back and forth saying she has and has not had sex with her fiancé.
Oh my God.
They both come from very Christian families, but there's no reason for her to lie to her friends, including my roommate, who would not give a shit at all. Two, as the wedding has started to get closer, she's kept getting more vocally uncertain, saying things like, what if I stop loving him? And I don't want to lose my independence. And the real kicker, why can't I marry his brother? He's so much hotter. Look at how hot he is, everyone, while holding up a photo of him proceeding to FaceTime him. He didn't answer.
Oh, my God.
The last quote happened during her bachelorette party. Three, oh, yeah, the bachelorette party, where she cried 75% of the time about how she wanted it all to be over and just wants to go to Bora Bora, the destination of her honeymoon.
Getting married for a trip to Bora Bora.
The wedding is coming up soon and has been a huge topic in my house. I can't wrap my mind around marrying someone that I wasn't like totally obsessed with, let alone if I was pining to fuck his brother. Any insight on why people do this to themselves? Is it even worth it for my roommate to say something to the bride? Is she morally obligated? Should she just keep her hands clean? Love you and thanks for all you do. Whew. I think people just get down... so far down the road. Mm-hmm. Sorry. They feel like they can't say...
She looked at my face again.
Fell asleep. Just add Graydon. I think people get so far down a wedding road that it's like all the plans have been made and checks have been written and things, reservations have been reserved. And then you're just like, I got to go through with it.
It's like sunk cost or whatever they call it, where you like feel like because you've put so much time and money into something that you shouldn't abandon it because...
Yeah.
Same thing for careers and everything, relationships.
But I would say,
well, I've been come this far.
Yeah. I think that you should always back out if you feel
that
it's not right. It doesn't really matter. But also, I guess you could get married but not file the paperwork, and then it's like you never got married in the first place.
Pull a Jana.
Mm-hmm. Janicon.
Mm-hmm. And also, I don't know about telling, like, confronting her about it. It feels like, I mean, I don't know. Do you want to be the person who's like, I broke up their wedding? Whatever. It's also like, let them get married, and divorce exists for a reason. So that's what I think.
I think it's like, at this point, kind of what's done is done.
Yeah.
It sounds like her mind is pretty made up that she is just doing it and trying to get to Bora Bora.
Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe it is just legitimately like cold feet.
Yeah.
But it's also probably not, and they're definitely going to get divorced.
Yeah, for sure. And also, it's like, it sounds like she already knows that she doesn't want to do this, so it's on her. Like, it's not like you caught, she's so totally in love with him and you caught him cheating with somebody else and you have to tell her, you know, like, that you would have to tell her, but it sounds like she's just...
It's kind of just like her own battle to fight.
Yeah.
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 Best of luck to her. Hope Bora Bora is worth it.
God, isn't that a long flight? Where is Bora Bora?
I don't even know.
Somewhere in Cuba?
No. Dog motherhood is good, but full of ups and downs because my little sweet baby has a cold right now.
He's got the sniffles.
He's got sniffles. He's sneezing and snotting all over me and everything. And
he sneezed directly into my eye a little bit earlier.
he missed it.
I now have foot and paw disease.
Hardened paw disease. Yeah. I have a terrible anxiety about him dying. Which he's not in anywhere near. He's barking up a storm right now, but he's nowhere near close to death. No. But I just like fucking, I get scared. It's like my first dog. I've never had like an animal that requires this much care. So it's just like, I'm unclear.
Yeah. And you feel like everything's your fault.
I feel like I'm totally responsible for this life. And then if he's having a bad life, then it's my fault.
He's having the best life. He was so happy when I came.
He was
hardly even sick. Yeah.
He sneezed on me this weekend and misted my entire leg with a sneeze. I have these like mirrored coffee table things. And before you came over, I had to wipe them all down because they were covered in his sneeze residue. He snotted all over my comforter. He's now just sneezing and then throws his head back and licks up all the snot off of his nose, which is great. It's doing a job for me.
Yeah.
You can hear him probably.
Yeah, he's going for it.
I know. And so we're supposed to go on vacation this week, but now I'm nervous about flying with him because he has like a stuffed up nose.
Yeah.
If anyone can like weigh in and like write to me if you have a pug and you've traveled with a pug, let me know. babepodcast@gmail.com or traveling with a dog that is stuffed up. I'm terrified. We're going to the vet first thing tomorrow, so hopefully this all will get figured out, but
motherhood has changed.
Motherhood has changed me. Yeah. I live to serve.
You need to watch Tony. That Uma Thurman movie, Motherhood.
I feel like I have watched it.
Really?
No, I was thinking of Prime.
Oh. Amazon Prime?
No, Prime with Uma and Meryl Streep, where Uma dates like a 23-year-old.
Oh, I've never seen it.
It's a good one. And then she finds out that her boyfriend's mom is her therapist, played by Meryl Streep.
Love that.
Hilarity ensues.
It's like a Cruel Intentions move.
Well, I need to go take care of my dog because he's freaking out.
Yeah.
And that's enough just depressing material for today. Yeah. Sorry that we really went dark and there weren't as many lols today, but... Things are dark.
It's so bad. It's been a bad week.
It's been a weird, bad week.
Yeah.
Filled with bad news over the weekend. There's not much else to say.
Yeah.
The world, the Arctic's on fire. The world's coming to an end. Tony has a cold. I don't know.
Yeah. Send money.
Send money. Find me a cash pig.
Yeah.
Find Graydon a cash pig.
Yeah.
Follow us on Instagram at Lars Marie and at Graydon Shepherd.
For more depressing content.
Yeah. And pray for me that Tony is well enough to travel. And write me emails at babepodcast@gmail.com.
Stay out of the water.
Stay out of the water, else you'll become a mermaid, Emma.
Emma.
Chloe. Clark. Oh, Cleo. Cleo.
That was a good one.
Tony. Why are you barking so loud?
You're hurting my eardrums.
If you want bonus content, you can have that by going to patreon.com/babepodcast. Oh, one other thing. This podcast is going to take a break. Next week, I will be on vacation, hopefully with my son, Tony Marie Shane Halls, and we'll be off that week, but then Babe will be back the week after. So watch H2O in the meantime. I don't know.
Oh my God. Summarize it all for us.
Thank you for being my guest.
Thank you for having me. It's been a treat.
And until next time, love and light.
Bye.
Bye. Babe?
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.